All right, I'm going to call this committee of the House Committee, a call to order the House Committee on Rules for Saturday, March 3rd. I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 1542. Senator Przanski, do you want to come down and give us a quick run through? We don't expect any testimony on any other bill today.
Thank goodness.
But we'll let you talk. Because you're here. In a fancy shirt.
Exactly. I had to show it off for some reason. So good morning. Przanski, State Senator, District 4, parts of Lane and Douglas Counties. And Madam Chair and committee members, Senate Bill 1542 would adjust our long session start date to be the Tuesday after MLK Day. What that will do basically move us up about 2 weeks from where we currently are starting. For those who are more recent members, I know there's I see one here that kind of remembers the old days where we used to get sworn in and go immediately into work and not have any type of a break. What I've found for and discussing this with many people in the building, that they feel that it's a inefficient time to be waiting 2.5 weeks from the time we swear in before we actually get started. This bill will, in fact, surely guarantee us on almost every situation I've seen to be out by the end of June. So for those who are counting, for 2019, we would start on January 22nd. We'd be finished on June 30th. On 2021, we'd start on the 19th of January and be finished by June 27th. 2023, out by June 25th. 2025, out by June 29th. And it goes on from there. The bottom line is, one of the things I learned when I first took office back in 1995 is that people do not want to be here not only on 4th of July, but after 4th of July. People become extremely grumpy. For those who have not had the opportunity to serve any time of length after 4th of July because of the 160-day limit, people got extremely, extremely grumpy come August or the end of July, which some of us have gone through. What this will also do, it will give us certainty so we can be back in our districts. Many of us have events that we do centered around the 4th of July. I personally serve as an individual in a parade in Yonkala. I am usually following somewhere between 35 and 50-something horses. I have a big wheelbarrow and a very large shovel. I like to be in my parade in Yonkala. I know that a lot of individuals also have expressed that they'd like to be back in their districts for that day. And this is a way that will, in fact, encourage us and show us a way to actually move forward and get our work done. Lastly, I will try to address concerns as to being able to have everything line up. What is anticipated, we would move our dates up approximately 2 weeks for the actual session. We have shown and demonstrated, even under our current process, that we have been able to get out before the 4th and as many times close to the end of June. So I do not expect this would be an issue. One of the very first concerns that we had when we were making the transition, and we were very conservative in how we approached this, was the May forecast. I would tell you today that May forecast is as much as it still has an importance, it's not nearly as important for us as how we have run this organization by having the two co-chairs coming up with their legislative budget much earlier in the session, and we're basically working off of that. So that's kind of a snapshot. I'll be glad to try to answer any questions, Madam Chair, if there are any.
Any questions?
Yes, Madam Chair, if I could maybe an antique comment.
Sure.
You know, one of the things, and I think this is an improvement, but one of the things that I found very helpful, particularly my freshman year, was we used to have about a two-week down period that we were in session. And there weren't many committee meetings because the bills weren't distributed yet. But what it did is it gave us the time to get acquainted with people we didn't know. And I think those relationships resulted in a much better product. And that would be the only thing that if I could change something, that's one of the things that's probably the predominant thing I would change, because I think you do a better job when you get acquainted, you get to understand each other, you know where you're coming from, you have a chance without a lot of pressure to talk about what's on your mind and what's important. So just a side comment. Thank you.
Yes, Paul Holby.
Thank you. And being one that was around when we used to just go straight to work, I want to agree with Representative Kennemer. And there's going to be a week lag time from organizational days till the second Tuesday or the Tuesday after MLK. So that does give a little bit of time for bill referrals. But, you know, one of the things I've also noted that first week of session, sometimes it was, because you have a lot of new members, sometimes it was informational meetings about from agencies just about their different programs that your committee, you know, has purview over those subject matters is really helpful, especially for new members. So I think it works, and I know that Senator Brzezinski likes to wear that shirt in July 4th as well. So I've seen it before.
It's usually the week after 4th of July.
But. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I think for some, having small businesses, in January where you try and actually in December is a slow month, and then you push all your income out, and then you try and get income to pay salaries in January for certain legislators, that is a challenge. So in general, I'm not as in favor of this, but to accommodate your parade schedule, I might oblige today.
I'd add, if I could, Madam Chair, I find it hard to believe there are more important parades than Yonkala.
Yeah.
And I love that little community.
I know Representative Barnhart would probably disagree and say that the Cresswell Parade is bigger and better. But, in Yonkala, we will enjoy it. It's right there with the rodeo.
And be as mighty fine.
No.
All right.
Okay, let's cut this off before I go to the
Thank you very much, Senator. All right.
All right. Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 1542 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Rayfield has moved Senate Bill 1542 to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there any other discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, motion passes. Representative Kennemer, do you want to carry this?
Sure.
All right. That'll close unless somebody else is dying to carry it. I'm going to open a work session on 1553.
Madam Chair, Senate Bill 1553A clarifies who is the subject to the requirements to file when it comes to collection or attempting to collect a debt by a debt buyer.
All right, Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 1553A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Rayfield has moved Senate Bill 1553A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? If not, motion passes. Close work session. We'll find a carrier. You want that, Holby?
Yeah, I'll carry that.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 1559B.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 1559B modifies whistleblower protections to require four public employers to create a pilot program of anonymous reports until January 2nd, 2021.
Excellent.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 1559B to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Rayfield has moved Senate Bill 1559B as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Motion passes. I can carry that. All right. I'm going to open a work session on SCR 206.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, SCR 206 establishes deadline for pre-session filed measures for the 2019 regular session of the 80th Legislative Assembly.
Madam Chair, I move SCR 206 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Rayfield has moved SCR 206 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Not, motion passes. Mike, do you want to carry that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll carry it. Just trying to spread the love.
I know, I appreciate that.
Okay, good. Well, I'm going to close it. It's cool.
It's
really cool. All right, I'm going to open a work session on HCR 214.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, HCR 214 adjourned sine die 2018 regular session of the 79th Legislative Assembly.
Madam Chair, I move HCR 214 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Rayfield has moved HCR 214 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Yes.
Only kidding.
Oh, I was like, vote for it, Representative Wilson.
Can I vote twice?
Sure. All right. Any objections? Not, motion passes. How about Barnhart?
Are you going to serve a minority report?
Yeah, we probably
No, we're good.
Yeah. Right. Every hour discussion.
No, just Barnhart. We can do it.
Well, that is kind of
he's
nice.
Not here. All right, with that, I will close that work session. Anything else right now?
That's what I thought.
All right. Yes.